Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Back speaking with our Chief Geologist, Adam Jones, this morning. Adam, morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Adam, you're on site at Tambo. You travelled there at the weekend. We know from some of the previous work done there, there's been historical rock chips grading up to 22 grams a tonne. Just for those not familiar, give us a bit of a recap on the project and tell us a bit about its geology.
Yeah, Andrew, what I really like about this project is it's just so unexplored here. You know, our basic samples we've done last year went up to 22 grams. And we haven't done anything on it since. You know, we've been focused on other parts of Victoria. And I'm just really excited to be here and actually really see what's going on here.
Tell us a bit more about the significance of some of these underground adits there.
Yeah, so the historical adits here, provide access to underground material. So, you know, everything's in situ. You know, we can take rock chips, we can map the structures. You can visually see the geology and make a really good assessment on it. So that's what's really significant about these adits.
And so what are your plans, Adam, for this current campaign? And what are you hoping to learn?
Yeah, so this campaign's more of a reconnaissance. So that involves rock chip sampling, mapping the adits so we can get 3D models made up very quickly. And obviously that will lead on to, pending the rest of the rock chips and what we see. Will lead on to having a look at drill targets and whatnot. A lot of landholder liaison and introductions, a lot of that sort of going on. And the other thing is too, is we're going to do a bit of broad stream sediment sampling in the area.
You say the project's also prospective for bismuth. Just tell us a bit more about this.
Yeah, so this part of Victoria is, besides the gold, you've got a bit of base metal in the system here. So and we know from those rock chips we did, including the 22 grams a ton gold, we also got up to nearly a kilo in bismuth in there. So these are things that, are worthwhile looking at. And you don't want to undervalue anything else as well. So, you want to look at all what you've got besides the gold, and, everything's just a win-win, I think.
So your main tasks, Adam, this week, you'll be looking to take some rock chips, do some stream sampling, as well as some pan sampling, will you?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and we'll just do some orientation soil sampling too along the strike of these reef lines and the strike of this mineralization through the adits, more just to see what the surface expression is from a geochemical point of view. We do know that there's high arsenic in the rock chips, so very good pathfinder to look for more gold. So we've got the old magical XRF gun up here as well. So we'll be doing a bit of testing on that and seeing how well that goes with, finding more strike length in some of these veins.
And one of our neighbours, Adam, First AU, ASX listed, recently undertook this diamond drill program. They've seen the likes of 37 metres at 1.6 grams a tonne, 10 metres at 3, 13 metres at 4. These are just some of the highlights. Clearly, we're in the right postcode here.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so First AU, they're immediately to the west of us here. They previously did those, all the diamond drilling. What we know of is that the veins, what we've got in our tenements here, have never been drilled, what I'm aware of. So it's a huge opportunity here. And, the local knowledge here, like I'll be speaking to a lot of the locals here this week. But what we know from last year's visit is that a lot of them have never been mined below water table or even looked at, just because, the mining techniques or the and all that sort of jargon, and problems they had back 100 years ago.
So as far as your plans, you'll be in Victoria for much of this week, then in the next week or two, heading north across the border into Queensland. No doubt Blue Mountain, that'll be one of your priorities once you get there.
Yeah, so Queensland's starting to take off now a fair bit. So the place has been drying out up at Lulworth, and also Blue Mountain, the newest acquisition we had. Get some boots on ground there, looking at the alluvial gold potential there. The previous previous company did a fair bit of testing in the alluvials there, saw some great gold in the ground there. So we're going to try and replicate it. And so at the moment, we're just doing a lot of landholder negotiations and just timing, really. It's a lot about timing and planning. So, but it's we're 3/4 of the way there now. So I'll be heading up in the next probably couple of weeks to head up there and get on the ground. I'll be up on the ground for at least a month up there. So it includes Blue Mountain, and then I'll head up to Low Earth after that. We've already got two fuel guys heading out to Low Earth in the next week. Really good developments up there with access and that. So they had a bit of rain this year, so it's been a little bit delayed, but anyway, it's all good now. And we've got a nice exploration program planned for up there.
And so, well, what will be the near-term focus for Lulworth?
So the first thing is to would be dealing with the gold. So the people who've been following us is Lulworth has got gold, but also niobium and tantalum. We haven't done anything on the niobium and tantalum for about a year, or since sort of mid last year. The niobium and tantalum is sort of in our northeast part of the tenement. It's a huge tenement package, 1,000 square kilometers. So it's huge. So, but we've been focusing a lot on the gold. Gold price is higher. Good signs there that there's we found a fair bit of visible gold in the creeks and streams around there. So it's finishing up some unfinished business from last year. So that's some more tighter soil grids and a bit of outcrop sampling, trenching, all this sort of stuff. So we really want to make sure that if we want to put a drill rig in there at some stage, so we want to be on the money as good as we can. So
You mentioned the magic word there, drill rig, or words. Would you be hoping to see a rig on site this year?
that's our hope. So so we're hoping to well, it's all depending, I suppose, on trenching and evaluating the size of these things a bit better, which will be the first part in the next month or so. And then, if that passes the test, all the ticks all the boxes, we'll negotiate to try and get a drill rig in there. And and that's the real ultimate test.
Good to get an update, Adam. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.